this. I've been approached by a number of people throughout the last number of months, and I've also decided to put my name forward for the simple reason is I do believe that there's a massive opening there for a good, strong, independent voice at the moment.
Now, you're saying you've been approached by a number of people asking you to run in the general election, but was this not always part of your plan as soon as you were elected to the council?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I think that the plan from the word go was throughout my campaign. Myself and my director of elections sat down, we carved up a plan, we put a PR team on the road, we ran a good high-profile campaign in the local election. And we knew that if we'd done well in the local elections, there certainly would be an opening there for a general seat. And when we were just shy of topping the poll in the local elections, I myself and my team that night made our minds up that we certainly were going to give it a go. But outside of that, I've been holding constituency clinics throughout the county, and I'm getting a warm feeling. I'm getting a warm welcome, and I have a great feeling that I should take a seat because of the fact of the response that I'm getting outside of my own town.
Now, you're saying there could possibly be room in this county for two independents in a five-seater constituency. So who do you see being wiped out in the county?
I think that Fianna Fáil is certainly going to retain their seat. I do believe they'll take one. Sinn Féin will hold another, and it'll be an independent. And then the last two seats will be a scramble between all parties.